has arrived in your town. New source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM.
Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. 0955-997-997. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Government says the remains of the late Sixth President will not be repatriated to Zambia today. A Zambian national has been convicted for attempting to procure registration for two Burundians. In international news, Ghana has reported 34 new cases of mpox. In sports, Charles Kalumba says Zambia must target a strong finish despite elimination from the COSAFA Cup tournament.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Government says the remains of the late Sixth President, Dr. Edgar Chagwalungu, will not be repatriated to Zambia today as previously announced. According to a statement issued by Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, constructive consultations involving the government, the family of the late president, and other key stakeholders are still ongoing to ensure the repatriation process proceeds smoothly. Mr. Kangwa has assured the public that they will be notified in due course regarding the new date for the arrival of Dr. Lungu's body from South Africa. He said details concerning the state funeral program will be communicated once these consultations are finalized. He has expressed deep regret for any inconvenience caused by this delay. In other news, Opposition Leadership Movement Secretary General Jairus Ngoma has called for the integration of youths in national development. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Ngoma said government should embrace youths who are not into academics. He says there are a lot of youths Mr. Ngoma says government should create a conducive environment for young people to venture into agriculture and manufacturing for the country to attain economic transformation.
Now through Zambia National Service, kuma State Farm, kuma mine, tambo lima, tambo tenga ni gwetaleta ku Mineral Reserve Agency. Zita njie ndarama za charo, a president nga inda kunja, aendo kamba malonda. Not kambo gwada gwada kupemba pemba, they'll be looking at you have a stockpile of gold, you have stockpile of lithium, ya wani kupangia ma batteries, ma electric car batteries, tina manganese, then muna uli ni manji agriculture, muri 1 year. Vana munga chiti na vana vanu hivu muzata bakuti mangali idwe vizazi kamba veka imuopunzi ila mkamba demand and supply kutanda uza kuti vindu vikapaka vizambo zikamba veka hii mkanda kumaketi pa weekend utufuna mkule ka point ka potato muzaka peza mebo 150 kamene kazi mwenye gula 150 muzaka gula na pa 50 kwacha because vapaka.
The Lusaka Magistrate Court convicted and sentenced Emmanuel Chanda, 65, a Zambian national of John Lane compound, to 4 months simple imprisonment without the option of a fine for attempting to procure registration for two Burundians by false pretenses, contrary to Section 316 of the Penal Code Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Mr. Chanda had falsely claimed to be the biological father of Terence Niokuru, 35, and Jeremy Nduwamimama, 30, both undocumented Burundian nationals, in an attempt to fraudulently secure Zambian national registration cards for them. The three, who are reportedly members of the same church, were intercepted in Kanyama by officers during the ongoing mobile registration exercise and subsequently detained. Meanwhile, Terence Niokuru and Jeremy have been formally charged with attempting to procure registration by false pretenses and unlawful stay. According to Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Njika, their cases remain before the court and are yet to be concluded. Police in Lusaka have launched an investigation following the discovery of a decomposed body at Garden Lodge in Garden Compound. The deceased, identified as Mr. Chabuela Zulu, aged between 25 and 30, was found in room 119 of the lodge. According to the lodge manager, Jonathan Njunga Iwake, who reported the incident to the Garden Police Post, Mr. Zulu had checked into the room on June 5, 2025, for a one-day stay. However, the room remained locked in the days that followed, and it was only on June 9 that a foul odor was detected, initially suspected to be a sewer issue. The smell intensified yesterday, prompting the lodge management to alert the police. Upon entering the room, officers discovered Mr. Zulu's body lying face upwards on the bed in a decomposed state. A Zambia National Broadcasting Corporation identity card found on the body confirmed Mr. Zulu's employment as a post producer at the national broadcaster. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga says the body has been transported to the University Teaching Hospital mortuary, where a post-mortem examination will be conducted to establish the cause of death. In international news, several people have been injured after reports of a police shooting at the National Unity Platform Party headquarters in Uganda's Makerere Kabule last evening. According to officials, the police opened fire on supporters of a candidate who had come to return his expression of interest papers, in which he is seeking to run for office on the party's flag in the upcoming elections. However, the police initially refused to let him out with the fans for fear he would disrupt the area's peace. We monitored NTV Uganda.
As they prepared to leave the headquarters after submitting their papers, the police tried to prevent the whole group from entering the road in a bid to prevent traffic congestion there. As many disagreed with the police, many tried to force their way into the road, prompting the police to fire bullets in the air to disperse the crowd. Some supporters inside were injured in the clash, a matter that upset the party leadership.
Condemn that in the strongest terms possible. This is a registered political party. This is not a crime scene. If they want anything from NUP, they should notify us and we are willing to cooperate. But this constant intimidation and harassment, I mean, I've just been to Kawempe where they were registering people from. The military came, beat up our people, dispersed them. So they are continuously doing all these things to intimidate, to cause chaos and to frustrate our activities.
The police is yet to respond to the shooting or the subsequent criticism by NUP leadership.
Still in international news, Ghana has reported 34 new cases of mpox, raising the total number of confirmed infections to 79. Four patients are currently hospitalized and contact tracing is ongoing. The Ghana Health Service says more than 10 regions have been affected.